You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former sports center anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
By the way, just real quick before we, if you want to talk about Dante DiVincenzo in a second, just listening to that John Sterling clip there, as we have many times now, listening to him yesterday, Mets Yankees, him and Susan did the game on the Fan. He's still sad. I know he's like 83. That voice is still amazing. Really, it is incredible.
Do you think he does workouts for it? Like voice workouts?
I think that's, you know, Boomer used to say Kevin Harlan used to practice things out loud to see how they sounded. I wouldn't be surprised if John Sterling didn't do a me, 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 me.
La, 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 la.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The brown fox. La, la, la. The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plains. La, 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 la.
I wouldn't be surprised. Or if he's doing home run calls. That ball is high. It is far. Yeah, I could see that driving to the ballpark.
Practicing.
And a good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Steinbrenner Field. Steinbrenner Field. No, I don't like that inflection.
Yeah. Let me try that again. Good afternoon.
Yes.
It is weird. If you like get up in the morning, you know, we get up very early in the morning, even those of you who strangely live with other people, you're not talking in the morning. And sometimes you get up, you're not talking, you get in the car. You don't speak till you get here. It's like, oh, my voice.
I do talk to the cats.
Yeah, I talk to my dog as
well. I do. That kind of
good point.
They follow me downstairs. Yeah. I do talk to them before I leave. But you're right. For the most part, it's a lot of listening and just silence.
Yes. I'm sure Eddie talks to his dogs for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
I talk to my dog while I'm walking her in public.
Sure. I don't think that's unusual.
I'll be like, oh, what are we doing over here at this house here? Yeah. Oh, a little adding another bedroom here. That might be a little strange.
He looks like he's going to take his pants off.
Let's stop here for a moment.
I don't think that's unusual at all.
Okay. I saw a headline, Jerry, that Dante DiVincenzo of the Knicks set the Knicks' single-game three-point record.
11 made three. He was 11 for 20.
Yeah, that's not that impressive. Legitimately. 11 is the all-time record? 11?
For the Knicks.
Yeah.
But this is a new thing, though. They didn't shoot this many threes up until like 5 years ago.
Are you sure?
So like when all these records are being broken and you're talking about, you know, Steph Curry and the 3-point shot, my first thought is Michael Jordan never did this. No, they didn't, because they didn't shoot threes at this high rate. Like, all right, so let's do this. I can do this.
Like, what's the most threes Larry Bird ever had in a game? I'm going to look that up.
Bet you he never made more than five in a game.
What?
But I don't think he shot them.
What would I call that, Jerry? I'd go most three-pointers by Larry Bird?
Yes, in a single game, I would say. So if I'm going to go, I'm going to pull up a game from 1985.
Larry Bird had 7 three-pointers.
Okay, fine. 7. I'm going to say Knicks Celtics, okay?
Yeah.
Box score. This is from 1985.
Oh, I love 1985. Jerry.
So let me see. All right, so here we go. I got February 25th, 1986, Knicks Celtics. Now I'm going to pull up, Eddie, just pull my fader down just in case there's anything that pops up here. Now I'm going to pull up the box score from last night.
Oh, you're going to do a little compare and contrast.
Because I think this goes to the answer to your question. How many threes do you think were shot in the game last night between the Pistons and the Knicks?
Well, the one dude had 11 himself that he made. I'm going to say there were 33-pointers.
Shot or made?
Shot.
Okay. There were a combined for both teams, there were a combined 83-pointer shot last night.
80?
80. That's my point. The Knicks from three last night were 19 for 46, and the Pistons shot 10 of 34. Now, I haven't looked at this yet. Now I'm going to pull up this Knick box from 1986. Knicks Celtics. Here are your three-point attempts. Boston, for the game, 2 for 4. The Knicks for the game. Hold on. I got the Celtics. Where are the Knicks? The Knicks for the game from 3, 0 for 5. It's a different game.
Wow.
So you can't compare and say, well, that's nuts. Only 11. They never shot them like this until recently.
Yeah, I was expecting like him to have hit 23-pointers last night.
Then he'd have 66 points.
Yeah.
He had 40 as it was, but 11 threes is a lot. And, you know, the volume that gets shot, you want to make the case, that's all, I guess. But that's one guy that got, that's the other thing. Let's say he was a 50% three-point shooter, which he's not. I think he's in the mid-40s. He'd have to shoot to make 20 of them. He'd have to shoot 40 of them himself.
I always like when like trends change, yeah. Right? So now the NBA's, what year?
Analytics.
Did the shift happen?
I don't know the year, but I'll tell you with the rise in analytics, someone in some bedroom somewhere decided that the value of the three-point shot was so much higher than the mid-range jumper that they'd rather take more threes than take more twos. Because if you make two threes out of five, you get 6 points. You make two shots out of five, you get four. Like, it's just the points add up quicker.
Was it Steph Curry who started
this? Steph Curry made it incredibly exciting. I don't think he's the best player I've ever seen. He's the best shooter I've ever seen. And his ability to shoot from 40 feet out and make it look like it's a 10-foot jumper, I think people marvel at. So he, to me, changed the amateur game. Steph Curry made kids like my son, who at 9 years old was stepping back and hitting threes and didn't know what a layup was. And that, to me, ruined amateur sports, if you want to say. But I don't know what year it is. But I'm sure there's a line in the sand where you see the trend start to shoot up pretty quickly. Because there are teams, like, I love the Nets. You know that? I can't watch them anymore. Because that's all they do is shoot three-pointers. There's like no, I marvel at their ability, because if you ever got on a basketball court, an NBA three-point shot is a million miles away from the rim. I legit think if you and I shot 10 each, we might make two total. You might get one. I might get one. I'm not even sure you could reach. I know for me.
What if I threw it with one arm?
Well, with one arm, sure, but there'll be zero chance that goes in. I can do it if I get two steps of a start. I can't shoot an NBA range three like a catch and shoot. I can't reach. That's how far it is. So their ability is unbelievable, but I think the game sucks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So then what happens? Then it trickles down to college?
Oh, yeah.
Then the college kids that are watching the NBA kids,
yeah, and
NBA
they're good.
Guys, then they're hitting them, and then the Remember guys like your son are watching college and
guys like my son are watching Steph Curry
NBA, and then they want to do that shot.
So let's go back to the conversation yesterday about highlights and how kids are consuming the NBA on social media. My kids have consumed a ton of it on social media, and the YouTube highlights with Steph Curry that are out there, they look at it, they go out there and try it, and that's what it's become. Really has.
Plus, hard to defend, right?
To a certain extent. I mean, yeah, even if they're playing man-to-man, if you want to step out 10 feet behind the three-point line and shoot, they're going to let you shoot it.
Right, why didn't the remember when we talked about the Pistons back in the day? They beat up Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
They beat up Larry Bird. Mm-hmm. They should have just been like, oh, we'll just start shooting threes.
Yeah,
they should have defended. They should have come up with that then.
But they just didn't do it then.
Yeah.
It just wasn't that three. I remember as a kid, the 3-point shot was more of a, we're down, we need to start making some threes.
Yeah, we're desperate.
But that's not, the game was played, if you remember. Remember,
I watched sometimes in the 80s.
Remember Patrick Ewing?
90s.
Patrick Ewing used to post up on the low block. The Knicks would come into their set, lob it to Ewing, and he would either kick it out for a short jumper or he would play back to the basket into the paint and take on his man, you know, one-on-one. You don't see that anymore. Like, the center position's gone. It's all about guard play and shooting threes. Remember, also, Rutgers lost to Penn State. They scored 49 points. And I remember you the next day with CeeLo. You're like, 40 for the game? If you go look at games like that, the teams that don't score miss a ton of three-pointers. And it's just... That's it.
Yeah. So the 3-pointer, Jerry, is making basketball boring.
I think so, yes.
Now, do they change?
I thought so.
You've mentioned here that NBA regular season, tough to watch, but the game changes.
They'll
in the
defend
playoffs.
In the postseason.
So will the postseason have less 3-pointers as well or no?
No, I don't think so. But what you'll see is a lot more effort on the defensive end. You'll see more effort in transition. You'll see a chippiness to it. Kind of. Really, it's the way the Knicks have played all year, and that's why I've actually enjoyed watching them. They give you a full effort. They'll get matched with that in the postseason. These other teams, they don't. They don't play at 100% during the regular season, and they sure as hell don't defend.
So overall, we should be impressed that Dante DiVincenzo hit 11 three-pointers last night because of what it used to be and what it is now.
Yes.
That's still an impressive record.
I think 11 threes, does it make him the greatest shooter we've ever seen? No. But he is a 40-something percent three-point shooter. He's pretty good at it, and he hit 11 last night.
Like, was Carmelo Anthony a three-point shooter?
Did he shoot the three? Yes. Carmelo, to me, was more of a slasher and a mid-range type of player, but he shot the three, yeah. But like, Kevin Durant is a good three-point shooter. But Kevin Durant is also the best mid-range jump shooter I think I've ever seen. I say Steph Curry is the best shooter from deep. Kevin Durant inside of 20 feet is like money, you know? But he's still a good three-point shooter. A lot of them are. It's just kind of the way it is now.
How far is that three-pointer?
For the NBA, is it 24.8? Can you check that? I'm going to say
just Google it.
I'm doing it right now.
I think 24 feet.
23 feet, 9 inches,
okay.
Jerry.
There you go.
Why wouldn't they make that a round number? 24
I don't know.
And 24 feet.
I don't know.
Or 23. 24. Doesn't make sense.
I don't know. Well, I guess because, I don't know. I'd be guessing. I'm not sure. I think it's going to be moved back, though, again.
Oh, is that right?
I think it has to be. I really do. And if not, they will add the 4-point shot at some point.
Way out there.
Which might be another 10 feet. And guys can make it.
That's from half court.
It's going to look like Globetrotter games.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It. Yes and no. You know,
spin the ball on your finger.
Here's why I would say no to that. I just told you what the Pistons shot. 10 of 34?
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
That's the problem. So if I take, let me find a real quick before we take a break. If I find another bad game. All right, so like the Charlotte Hornets last night. So I'm just.
You're going to look at their 3 points.
9 for 32.
Man.
Like, that's a lot of clunks. Like, that sucks. It does.
That's 20 shots from downtown going bonk.
20 shots of nothing is what that is. And if you do this on a daily basis, I bet you will fall. Here's a good one for you. The Mavericks in a win, they won the game. 12 for 42. 12 for 42, and they won.
30 missed three-pointers.
Yes. You think that's fun to watch?
No.
I think that's boring basketball. Now, they have Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic, and so they made up for it. But 12 for 42? That's brutal. That's like 28%.
Yeah. I just look at it in numbers like, that was 30 three-pointers that missed.
Yes.
For one team.
Correct. And then the Jazz, who lost the game, they were 13 for 39. They missed 26 of those shots.
I mean, so that's a combined. So we missed 50 something.
Yes.
3-point shots. Correct. Were missed in one game.
Yes, and in that game, you asked how many. You guessed that the Knicks and Pistons combined for 33 pointers last night that were shot. The Mavericks and the Jazz combined for 42 and 40, 81.
81
three-pointers were shot. It's a different game,
man,
and not great. All right, take a quick break. We got a lot more to do. We got Boomer and Geo. They cannot wait to get in here. There's so much to talk about. All that and more at 6 on The Fan.